Mesechet Makis Perek Gimel Mishnah Ches Haya Mitami Lameisim Koayim. Another that's not allowed to be Mitami Lameisim. And somebody gave him Asra and told him that if he is Mitami Lameisim, he will be Chayat Malkus. And the Nazir immediately after the Asra was Mitami Lameisim anyway. And he continued to be Mitami Lameisim the whole day. Eino Chayiv Ela Achat. He would only be Chayat one set of Malkus. The reason being, as we saw in the previous Mishnah, as since he received only one Asra, he would only be Chayat one Malkus. Amru lo al titame bahaya mitame. If the people that were giving him Asra continued to give him Asra after the first Asra and he was Matame the Mason, they were mocked for him again and he went ahead and was Matame to a different mace or re-entered the place where the mace was and with Matame Be'ah, he would be Chayav one set of Malkias for each time he was Matame the Mason and received Asra. Haya Megalei Akoayom. Eino Chayav El Achas. Another is not allowed to cut his hair. Now, if he received Hasra not to cut his hair, and he went ahead and was shaving the whole day, he would only be high one set of Malkias again, because he received only one Hasra. Amru lo al tegalach, v'hu megaleach, chayev ako achas v'achas. But if he continuously received Hasra, and immediately after each Hasra he went ahead and shaved again, he would be high each time a set of Malkias for every Hasra that he received. Haya lovish beklayim koyim. A regular person, not another, that was wearing klayim, semer upishtin yachtav, and he continued to wear klayim the whole day, eino chayev ela achas, he would only get one malkias again because he received only one hasra in this case, and immediately after the hasra he put on the klayim, he would be chayev one time. Amru lo al tilbash v'hu poshe v'lo beish, chayev ako achas v'achas. But if he continuously received Hasra, and after each Hasra he went ahead and took off the klayim and put it back again, he would be Mechayev Malkias for each time he put on the klayim, and he doesn't actually have to take off the klayim entirely and put it back again in order to be Chayev Malkias. Even if he pulled out his head from the klayim and put it back in, he would be Chayev again if he received another Hasra. And even if he didn't take it off at all, if he continued to wear the klayim, and he waited the amount of time it would take to take it off and put it back again, and he received another Hasra, and he didn't take it off, he would be Chayav Malkias again for continuing to wear the klayim. Sechet Malkias Perek Gimel Mishnah Tes Yesh Choresh Tlem Echad V'Chayav Alav Mishum Shmona Lavin. A person can plow just one row in the field and yet be over on eight different lavin. HaChoresh B'Shor V'Chamor. What's the case? Somebody who plowed with a shor and chamor together, this is also min haTorah to plow with two different types of animals, this is klein, that's the first lav, behem mukdashim. Two more lavin would be that the shor and chamor are hegdish. The shor was set aside for a korban on the mizbeach, and he is over on the lav of the tavod, the b'chor sharecha. He should not do work with a b'chor, and not just the b'chor, but any korban is also to do work with, and the chamor was also hegdish. The chamor cannot be set aside for a korban since it's the behema tmeya, but it was set aside for the Bedek HaBayis to be used for any purposes that are needed for Hegdish, and he is over on Me'ila, benefiting from Hegdish. That's the third lav, the Klayim B'Kerem. The fourth lav is that he is plowing Klayim B'Kerem. He is plowing in a vineyard where other plants were planted together with the vineyard, and even though the Torah says, Lo Tizra Karmacha Klayim, should not plant in your Kerem Klayim, and here he is plowing, not planting, the case that we're talking about over here is the seeds were already planted, and by virtue of plowing, he's covering up the seeds, and with that, he is over on Lotizra Karmacha Klayim. Uva Shviyas. Another lav is that he's doing the plowing on Shviyas, where it's usher to work on the field. The Yantiv, another lav is that he is plowing on Yantiv, and the Pasuk says, Kol Melacha Tavoda Lo Sasi, you can't do Melacha on Yantiv. The Kohen, the Nazir, the Beis Hatuma. Two more lavin is that the person doing the plowing is a Kohen and another, and a Kohen and another cannot become tame to a mace, and the place where he is plowing is in a Beis HaTuma, place where there are maceim, and therefore, while he is plowing, he is becoming tame la mace, and therefore, altogether, he is over an eight lavin, and is chayiv eight sets of malkiyos. Hananya ben Chachinoy oimer ap halobesh klein. Hananiah ben Chachinoy says we can find a ninth lav, which is the person doing the plowing is wearing klayim. Semer and Pishthon together at the time he is plowing. Amrulo Eino Hashem. The Chachamim said to Hananiah ben Chachinai, this lav should not be counted as wearing the klayim he would be over even if he wasn't plowing. Amar Lahem Af Lo Hanazir Hu Hashem. Hananiah ben Chachinai responded, the lav of another and a coin in the base of Tumah also should not be counted, as he is not over this lot because he is plowing, but simply because he is entering the place where there are mason. But the Chacham holds, since it's impossible to do this plowing without being over on these lot and of becoming tame to a mace, since the place where he is plowing is where there are mason, so therefore these lot should be counted. As opposed to wearing klayim, he would be over on that even if he did not enter the place where he is plowing, so therefore that should not be counted as one of the lot.